All right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Prayer last week. A lot of assignments came in. Awesome. Thank you guys for getting your assignments in. It's a blessing to read them. It's a blessing to respond. It's a blessing to have that conversation with everybody. Ben wrote this. I just want to read it because it just kind of stood out to me, kind of how I've been thinking this week. Ben wrote this. This chapter is labeled prayer, but could easily be relationship. Our understanding of God's will and what he wants to accomplish on this earth will transform the way we pray. If we understand that our will is not God's will, and it won't ever be that way unless we have an unbreakable relationship with God. We cannot do this on our own. We can only do this with the help of the Holy Spirit, signing the title of ourselves over to Christ so he can do with us as he pleases. Our flesh only desires what we want, only selfishness. And he goes on. And then he handed his assignment with this scripture, which is the scripture has been on my mind this whole week when I've been thinking about prayer. In James 4:8, it says this, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. And that's where we like to stop. We don't like to read the rest of the verse. We kind of like to cut out that little piece of James 4:8. And then we like to set aside the second half of James 4:8. Because then James gives us some direction to draw near to God. Because the second half of James 4:8 says this, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Kind of harsh, isn't it? Feels harsh to me every time I read the verse, and I'd say, well, why did he say draw near to God? He'll draw near to you. And then he says, cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Because that's who we are. We're sinners. We need to be cleansed. We need to have our hands cleansed. We need to be cleansed every day, every moment by moment from our sins. And we need to have our hearts purified before God so that we're not being double-minded, as is our tendency. Which brings us to this morning, prayer works. Now, if you're new around here, prayer works doesn't mean prayer works. Like, hey, if I pray, it's going to work. That's not the idea here this morning. The idea is like the, as our brother, I know he's said it in the past, and I know he'll touch on it, it's more like the works of a clock. Think of a clock, big clock like Big Ben in London. And there's all these gears and works and things that are working together to move the clocks. And that's what we're talking about, the works of prayer. And he spells it W-E-R-K-S. So we're not talking about like a simply a little statement that says, hey, you guys, you know, prayer works. Well, of course we know that, but it's about the tools and the keys in within prayer. So anyway, let's pray as we go into the day. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you opportunity again to be gathered together. So many people here this morning. Many of us around for many years and some brand new and listening even maybe for the first time. So we just pray that we would have our hearts in tune, setting aside all the cares of the day to take this moment to just hear a lesson, to sit and learn and to be encouraged and to learn a little bit of what it means to be leaders today. In the places that you've placed each one of us as individuals. We thank you for this morning. We commit this time to you. And we do pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Amen. You know, that, boy, that Psalm 139, you know, it also, that just makes me also think about back to Jeremiah when, the Lord tells Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. These thoughts, you know, the thoughts are, they're too great for us. And yet those are the kind of thoughts that just, you know, can draw us in to just be grateful. Lord, line me up. Lord, line me up with your will. You know, yeah, I have my own will and I need to lay it aside, be grateful. Grateful, as our brother said there, you know, the keys, the works, so to speak, grateful. His will done by me. Not just thy will be done, but Lord, may I be executing your will. Isn't that an awesome thought? Confirm your challenges. Every one of us, we got challenges today. Every one of us has challenges today. You know, so we take our challenges to him. And Lord, teach me inside of these challenges too. And we repent. Because we got to always be repenting. Always. It's just isn't that a constant theme in our lives? Repent. You know, we confess our sins. He's faithful. He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And then he cleanses us, it says, from all unrighteousness. He cleanses us from everything because we can't even remember everything we do and we don't even know everything we do. But he's there, he's faithful. And as we're just coming constantly to him, he gets the glory. And that's what we want is, Lord, line me up. Get me in line with what you're doing today. And then if we want to see America change. It's going to start right from within us as we go forward. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for this testimony of Patrick's, just in light of what he calls prayer works, the keys that get the gears turning and get us into and inside of what you're doing in this day and in our own hearts and lives and our companies and the families that you put in our stead and the employees and those we work with, customers. So many people, so many lives that we have opportunities to touch and be involved with each day. And Lord, so often we go roughshod through the day when may we truly come and be seeking your glory and your honor in everything that we touch and everything we do. It's only through your power that it can even begin to be accomplished. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We lift this day before you as we get on with our day today. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.